Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 3, 2022. Condition for jumping. Question: what did Rabesh introduce into his texts that they again and again bring me an inner trembling that cannot be endured? Answer: you can communicate with a person at different levels of desires, but with the Creator only if you give yourself completely to Him. From above, we are never given a half but only a full kli, full desire. And therefore, although we divide it into narenhe, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 levels of desire, this already refers to the state when a person completely cuts himself off from personal reception and works for bestowal. This is where we need to see how we are approaching this and whether we have any part in it or not, but so that it will not seem impossible or very far away to us. In general, we are on the threshold of this state. A little effort and we will be in it. And the fact that we feel how high and far it is, this is very good for us, to make the jump. Question: how can we make the attack? By aiming the hearts of one regarding the other? Answer: drawing these forces in relation to each other is possible only when everyone gives an example of how devoted he is to others. From the Arava Convention in Europe-Lithuania 2022, Lesson 2, July 24, 2022. Where should the appeal to the Creator come from? Question: how can one form the request to cancel the egoistic shell and exit to the real internal connection of their hearts? What is this request? How to express it? Answer: this is a question that has no answer. You yourself, by your own efforts, should get close to feeling how you need to ask in order to deserve an answer. In the meantime, you have not earned an answer because your demand is not yet sufficient either in strength or in content. Look how it is written in the fifth excerpt, "More Varshemash, the most important is true connection and love and affection among the friends. This causes all the salvations and sweetening of judgments. When you gather together in love and friendship, by this, all the judgments are removed, sweetened with mercy, and complete mercy and disclosed hasidim, mercy/grace, are revealed in the world by connecting. This is what you need to think about. The appeal to the Creator must come from connection, from the correct relationship between us. It is incredibly hard, but this is how it should be arranged. And what are you asking for? You have to reach a state where you have done the maximum that you can to get closer to your friends and found that there is still a gap between you. Feeling this gap, you shout to the Creator to help you jump over it. Then it will work." From the Arava Convention in Europe-Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. Rise above the body. Question: do you have a fear of death as such? Answer: no. I think that people who start studying Kabbalah generally lose their fear of death and even develop a desire for it. It seems to them that there is a desire for physical death, but in fact, it is not. It is a growing desire in us, to nullify ourselves, but we feel it in this form for now. If we knew that there is such a joy in anticipating death, then we would even rejoice. After all, this is not death, but a feeling of self-annulment, the disappearance of one's egoistic I, the transition to we. Comment: but a person is usually ready to do everything to save his life. If you approach him with a knife, he will panic. My response: this happens at the animate level. When we rise a little to the next level, we completely disconnect from this animalistic fear and even begin to feel joy from losing connection with the animate level. Comment: some people are afraid of injections or something else. It turns out that we associate ourselves with the body. We are afraid to hurt it. My response: rise above the body. There is nothing special about it. There are lots of training programs of all sorts that are not related to Kabbalah. Rise above it. Question: but why does a person associate himself with his flesh? Everything is about one's body, how to bring it to a state of perfection so that it does not hurt. Answer: this is, so to speak, the imperative of our century. In this way we part with our body and give it the last strength and attention. And that is all. Now it will pause. You can see that a culture is already emerging where people do not care how they dress, on the contrary, rags are in higher esteem than evening dresses. I think that the crisis over the next few years will shake up humanity and shake out all the whims from it. Then it will get easier. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Anticipation of Death, February 5, 2013. Losing myself in the friends. Question: you said that one needs to lose oneself in the friends. How can this be done? Answer: losing yourself among friends is, of course, not easy, but this is what we must do. It is when your egoism disappears, and you feel only your friends but not yourself. Rabash writes about this in his letter 8, I simply exit the corporeal vessels and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. He has such a letter, and it is worth reading it. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. Pray for men. Question: we have always felt dependent on the men's group, and it is with great trepidation that we are now revealing that the men's group also depends on us, in some way. We want to find the place where we need to apply our effort, something that depends solely on us. How can we come to such a prayer? How can we come to the point that depends only on women? We would like to give a helping hand to men who need us, now, and we feel this. Answer: there is no need to give any helping hand to men. You should just pray for them. Women, as I said, know how to do it. Pray for them, and you will succeed. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. I want to learn to love. Comment: psychologists say that each of us often wants to force other people to change their behavior or point of view. We know this very well. The boss wants to change employees so that they work more. Employees want to change the boss to have him or her be more flexible. We change husbands, wives, friends, and so on. And all attempts, most of the time, fail. Some psychologists also propose that within 4 steps you can change almost anyone, and the first step is to change yourself. The first step is to turn from a critic into an ally. How can we turn from a critic into an ally? Can this advice be put into practice, or is it a utopian fantasy? What do you think? My response: why on earth would I agree with someone? Never. Then everyone will be taking advantage of me? I do not agree to this in advance. Comment: the second step is determine the result you want to get together. Can it be? I am against someone, but together we are building what we want to come to. My response: I agree with that. The vision of the future must be mutual. Despite the fact that I am against the other and I want to bend him and change him, nevertheless, we need to determine the future, and then through gradual movement toward this future, we can already get closer. Comment: the third step, to discuss together how to solve the problem. My response: this is correct. This is unrealistic, but correct. Comment: the fourth, together build a step-by-step plan for achieving results. My response: this is very hard. Comment: hard? If we are in such a relationship, then as they say, everyone has their own plan. My response: yes. And then, as this plan unfolds, you will see that you absolutely do not agree. Question: does it mean that the other one twists the plan for himself all the time and I twist it for myself? Answer: naturally. Question: then the question is, how can one build a relationship so as not to seek to change the other person? Psychologists say it can be done in 4 steps. What do you say? My natural state is to change the other for myself. How can I not do this? This is the guarantee of all wars, all quarrels, everything? Answer: just love the other. That's all. Again, we return to the first question. If we understand that the most important thing in our life is to be close to someone who understands you, helps you, loves you, and appreciates you, then we must really appreciate this and sacrifice everything for this. Comment: that is, I practically really sacrifice my entire I, which requires conditions for itself, and say that I want to learn to love. My response: yes. I want to learn to love this person because I want to be with him. That's all. It is good if he also thinks this way. Then it is a really, really great, mutual, and very unusual feeling. Question: are you, in fact, addressing not only couples, but also potentially an employee, a boss, and even countries? Answer: practically, yes. This state of learn to love should shine above everything. It needs to be taught. But, unfortunately, there is no such education. When we get old and understand, we no longer have the strength to do it. It does not work to approach the younger generation and try to pass something on to them. They ignore us, and we try, but we cannot get closer. As a Freud said, if youth knew, if age could. Question: do you think that everyone needs to receive blows? Are we simply unable to avoid them? Answer: we need to demonstrate this intensively in all books and at schools. In general, we need to teach this to people. Moreover, to people at all ages. Then the entire society will be filled with this approach. We need to make sure that all this is up in the air, then it will become possible to love. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 27, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora: where is our Creator? The Creator is the quality of love, bestowal and connection that is behind the canvas of our world, behind our desires, emotions, sensations and thoughts. If we wish to attain the Creator, then we need to expand on our qualities in the direction of love, bestowal and connection, and then in equivalence of form with the Creator's quality, we will reveal the Creator at the foundation of everything. Based on 10 Blitz answers about the Creator with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 21, 2022. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.